There's a goal to reduce cancer inequities. Dismay at inequitable cancer cases and deaths motivated by the mahi of Māori cancer researcher Stella Williams today is from Tarawa Taupōringapui at Auckland University. He's been funded by the Cancer Society. Te Kāhui Mate Pukupuku, or Aotearoa, which is the Cancer Society, and Te Ahuru Mōwai Māori Cancer Leadership Aotearoa partnered a few years ago to award Māori cancer researchers who are addressing health inequities. Now, Stella from Auckland Uni received a Māori Cancer Researcher Award for her master's research looking at how Māori nurses contribute to cancer care and navigation for Māori patients. Stella says there's a lack of Māori cancer nurses in this country and the cancer care workforce doesn't reflect the Māori population or the high burden of cancer for Māori. Her research aims to explore the experiences of Māori cancer nurses and to build greater understanding of the contribution Māori nurses make in cancer care and navigation. And Stella is kindly with us this morning for a kōrero. Tēnā koe, Stella. Ko dai o tēnei.
Morena dai o.
Tēnā koe, Stella. Thank you, firstly, for the mahi you're doing. There's no one in this country whose lives haven't been touched by cancer in some way. But maybe you could just start us off by talking a little about your background and how you became a researcher in the cancer space, Stella.
Not a problem. Hey, look, I don't know whether to call myself a researcher, Jackie. My background is a nursing, so I'm a registered nurse. I started off in Māori mental health, and then I moved across to, I was a cancer nurse coordinator for Māori and cancer care. And then I think it was a year and a half ago, I decided to come into Māori health research because I wanted to explore more about the cancer space, about the Māori nursing space and how we care for whānau.
As I mentioned, it's so prevalent because cancer is just everywhere and it can catch people by surprise, and still, despite the best brains in history, no real cure. What's your observation of Māori cancer care from a nursing perspective? Let's talk of that for a moment.
I think for our whānau Māori, it's really lacking to have a Māori face in oncology and radiology, you know, all these places where we don't see Māori. It changes when our whānau see a Māori nurse, when they see my face, because they feel more comfortable and they're able to, you know, express themselves honestly. You know, they sometimes swear at me, and that's okay because they're hurting and it's quite disorientating, you know, the space they go into. And for me, it's making sure that they have the right whānau support. They know how to get into the hospital. They have transport to get them to the hospital for their appointments. You know, just those wraparound supports that we all need at times.
Tēnā koe, a lot of the terminology associated with high-end medical care can be quite foreign, can't it? And so to have it broken down in layman's terms can be very comforting for people who are dealing with things on the inside of their bodies that they just are unfamiliar with the terminology or even talking about. What would you say of an ability to break down some of the, well, I suppose, medical gobbledygook?
Yeah, it's overwhelming, eh? You know, and a lot of our family, even myself at times, would just nod my head, yep, I understand, and then go home and look at it. But what I would do, and I know some of these other nurses would do, was, you know, take them aside afterwards and ask them questions, just go through, are you clear on this what this means? I had a patient once who the doctor was talking about palliative care, and she was nodding her head. She had no idea what palliative meant for her. You know, that she wasn't going to get better, so I had to stop and ask the doctor to explain clearly to her what that meant for her.
Yeah, it's a stark example, isn't it, of just how this can be. And you're already extremely anxious because you're unsure of your own fate, but also your mind drifts off to those who surround your life and those you love. And so there can be tremendous array of feelings when diagnosed. So we acknowledge that it's important to get more Māori nurses in the field.
Yeah.
Is it just a difficulty attracting people to a nursing profession, or once there, how do we pipeline them in to be specialist cancer nurses, Stella?
Yeah, there's a definite shortage of Māori nurses, and they tend to be spread thin across all the different specialties within nursing and within the health system. I'm hopeful that with the study that we can make this more attractive for our Māori nurses to come into cancer, because everyone is touched by cancer. Everyone would have their own personal experiences with cancer and the care that their whānau would have. So a lot of barriers would be money and funding. How do we fund our nurses to be in these spaces? It can get a bit heavy at times, but I think with the right people around you, with the right supports, you know, you can thrive in this place, in this space.
Tēnā koe, Stella. Your master's research looked at how Māori nurses contribute to cancer care and navigation for Ngāi Māori. What were some of the striking points that you uncovered during the course of that research, Stella?
Well, I'm actually at the beginning of my my master's. I've just put on my ethics. I think firstly is finding where our Māori nurses are. I know that there's a couple up in the Northland, there's a couple in Auckland, there's a couple down on the East Coast. So we're really spread out, so I don't know how we all function within our own space. So that's what I really want to find out, how we function. And I know that Māori have a really good relationship with their own communities, and that's a real strength for us. So that's what I really want to discover, and how we can really support our whānau in this space.
Well, it appears sometimes a promotion campaign directly targeted at tangata whenua, whether it's Te Reo Māori or just has Māori wording, Māori concepts, the way we roll as a people. If we're not attracting the numbers into the nursing profession, and in particular into the cancer nursing profession, perhaps we need to pivot somewhat and see what we can do ourselves. What do you think of the need of some sort of promotional campaign directed specifically at Māori to become nurses who can tautoko our people with cancer?
Yeah, I think so. When I was in cancer, when I was a clinical nurse specialist for cancer, I was there. I did the role. I made sure that it was strong enough. And then I think for me, it was time for me to move on, and that opened that space for another new nurse, Māori nurse, to step in that space. But for me, it was making sure that was a safe space for her to come into, that she had the support there so she could flourish in that role. So that's sort of how we operated here. But definitely, there is a great need for it, and we really need to promote that. And I'm hoping that this research will do that. And I think with the Cancer Society and the Heahuri Moai behind this, I think that'll sort of highlight some of the needs that we need as Māori nurses in cancer care.
Well, if you're listening today, you know that our people need you. Cancer is very prevalent, and a Māori face helping those who are battling that situation could be just the ticket. Joining us today, Stella Williams. Today, all the best with the master's study, but also with the mahi going forward. And if there's a campaign to push out to our whānau Māori to get more Māori cancer nurses, we're up for that one as well. Right here to tautoko you. All the best, Stella. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us.
Ngā mihi. Kia ora,
Dave. Tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi. Kia ora.
Stella Williams today.